We are so glad you're joining us for Table Talk, where we dive a little deeper into Sunday's message. At Northridge, we exist to help people move closer to Christ. We believe that following Jesus is a journey, and we want to help you through that journey any way we can. And now, join two of our pastors for today's Table Talk. Hey guys, welcome to today's Table Talk. I'm Kristen, and joining me today is our lead pastor, Adam Scott. We're going to jump right in and talk a little bit about your message that you preached this past Sunday. You focused in on Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, where you really laid out what it means and what it looks like to be transformed by a relationship with Christ. And I liked how you reminded us that it's really that personal transformation that makes an impact in the world around us. Mm-hmm. You even started your message by saying to the church, if you don't love our community, you're probably not going to enjoy your time here at Northridge. So you seemed pretty passionate about that. Mm-hmm. Why don't you talk about it?
Yeah, well, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, unless we let transformation happen inside of us, we're not going to be the transformation in the community. And I think we all want to be the transformation in the community. Mm-hmm. I think every single one of us has a desire to make a difference in this world and to be a part of something that's bigger than us. And I think Northridge has just been a great example of that. The entire time I've been here, they've loved and they've served and they've gotten involved and they've built bridges to people and connected those people to Jesus. And I mean, just so many incredible examples of what our church has done. And I absolutely love that. I interviewed at a church many years ago before I came to Northridge. And they offered me the position of pastor, lead pastor at the church. And I was really excited about it until I got there. And they told me, they said, don't live anywhere near the church. You want to live in the next county over. And I realized that was just something that I didn't think I could fix. You've got to love the community that you're in. And I love Milledgeville. And I know the people of this church love Milledgeville. And that's one of the most exciting things that's going on at our church right now. So
that's right. And you often will hear us saying around Northridge and also in the community, we want to be a church that shows the love of Jesus where we live, work, and play. And so that is everywhere we are. So.
Well, we want to love the community as a church. But not just as a big organization church. We want to love the community because we've got 1,000 different people that are Northridge Christian Church that are going into their workplaces and into their schools and going into their businesses and sharing the love of Jesus there. So I think that's absolutely huge. And I think it's one of the things that Northridge does really, really well. It makes me excited to be a part of this.
Yeah, same here. That's really good. So another thing you talked about in your message was kind of understanding what it's like trying to be in a culture that is consistently pointing us away from the way of Christ. I started thinking about parents and what it's like raising our kids. We both have kids that we're raising. What kind of advice could you give to parents that would help them raising kids in this culture that consistently points them away from the way of Christ?
Don't give them a phone. I think that would be the first thing.
Yeah.
And the big thing too, I have kids from 5 years old all the way to 12 years old. And if I had it to do over again, I wouldn't have given them technology as quickly as I did because it's hard to pull back on that. It's easier to start out with some firm holds on that. But I think the biggest thing is they're going to be exposed to all this stuff at some point. They're going to be exposed to friends and technology and all these other things that pull them away. Just let them see an authentic relationship with Jesus in you. Even if they don't respond to it, even if they don't say anything about it, it's going to be something that follows them into their adult lives. They're going to think back to, I saw mom and dad having a quiet time in the mornings when I got up. And I heard mom and dad talking about the church and talking about community and talking about the Bible and all the things that are going to influence them and who they become one day. And I think that's huge. We do baby dedication a few times a year. And one of the things that we always highlight is a verse in Deuteronomy where Moses says that we're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and all your soul, and all your strength, all your mind, all that stuff. But he says what you're supposed to do is teach this to your kids by just making it a part of your everyday life. When you're driving with your kids or if they're young, if it's during bath time or while you're having a meal, just talk about what God's doing in your life. And that's a great way to let them see something that's gonna be stronger than the pull of the world.
That's right. That's really good. You talked a lot, too, in your message about creating lasting change in our minds and our actions, kind of creating those daily rhythms that help us to be transformed. So mm-hmm. if you could say, or if you could share three spiritual disciplines that you think really lead to lasting change in the mm-hmm. life of a Christ follower, what would those mm-hmm. be?
Yeah, I think it's an important question because the quote that I used Sunday, I wrote it down. It was, the easiest way to prevent weeds in the garden is to plant flowers there instead. Mm-hmm. And I said it was Tuesday when people were going to all of a sudden go, oh, I realize what that means, because it hit me and I had to spend a little bit of time with it. But when you've got stuff that's pulling you in this direction, you've got to replace that with something that's going to pull you in the other direction. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is an important question. That quote came from a podcast called Ask NT Wright Anything. Mm-hmm. So it's a good one for somebody to listen to. Mm-hmm. But I think the big thing is just finding what sets your heart on fire for Jesus and doing a lot of that.
Right.
I know quiet time and spending time with Jesus, that should be part of our daily routine. Mm-hmm. How you do it can look a little bit different. I change how I do it throughout the year. Sometimes I spend some time with one verse and I just camp out there. And mm-hmm. sometimes I read long passages and sometimes I let worship music that's, you know, rooted in scripture kind of drive my time in that. Sometimes I spend more time praying and sometimes I spend more time reading but just spending regular daily time in the presence of God is mm-hmm. a discipline that'll change your life. And I always tell people, if they've never done that before, the best place to start is the YouVersion Bible app.
Yeah.
They've got a verse of the day video and some questions, and it's a great resource for that. Mm-hmm. But I would say the other ones would be community, getting involved mm-hmm. with other Christians that are going to challenge you and hold you accountable and talk things out with you. And then finding a place where you can serve. You're going to grow to experience the heart of God when you're pouring your heart out for other people. So mm-hmm. I think that's a big part of it too.
I think one of the tough things for us as Christ followers is we know the things that are good. We know the things that we mm-hmm. should be doing, but a lot of times those things, or we get distracted and we mm-hmm. don't want to do them. You talked a little bit about that in your message where you mm-hmm. said that sometimes it's dangerous that we fall into the pattern of our feelings becoming an idol.
Yeah.
And can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that actually came out in my quiet time. Mm-hmm. I was on the YouVersion Bible app and I was spending some time going through a reading plan. And one of the videos actually highlighted this idea that sometimes you don't feel like doing a quiet time, mm-hmm. but it's the act of doing a quiet time, even in those moments, that demonstrates your heart and your worshipful attitude
right.
towards Jesus. Because you say, it's not about my feelings. It's about my decision to follow Jesus in all the ways that matter. So I think that's important for us just to recognize that we're not always going to feel like we want to do the right things.
Right.
We all know what flowers we need to plant in the garden. Mm-hmm. We're not always going to feel like it, but the people who are going to get where they want to go are the people that are going to say, I'm choosing to do this. I'm committed to this. And whether I feel like it or not, this is an important part of my
right.
life. And I know for me personally, that's a grind sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work. But I think it's also a sign of maturity when we're getting that right. So
yeah.
something we should aspire to.
That's really good. You got to tend mm-hmm. the garden. You got to make sure you're doing that. Yeah. Well, we hope that this has been an encouragement to you in your faith walk. Thanks so much, Adam, and thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us for Table Talk. You can keep up with what's happening at Northridge on your mobile device through our Northridge Christian app. If you want to continue to dive deeper with us in this content, please like, subscribe, and share this show.